right around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. Someone said she was asking out to me, but I know you're best as a blagger. I said, tell me your name, is this sweet? She said, my boy is Dagger. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was bold, she was over the worst of it. Give me gear, thank you dear, bring your sister over here. Let her dance with me just for the hell of it. Could I just have kept the last of my clothes on? Oh yeah. Call me up, take me down with you when you go. I could be your regular bell. And I'll see dance for little Stephen and Joanna around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was bold, she was over the worst of it. Give me a kiss, thank you dear, bring your sister over here. Let her dance with me just for the hell of it.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Marauders Baseball on the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network, a Wednesday noon game here at BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater, Florida. Ben Picorni with you on what should be a good afternoon for baseball. About 30-some-odd minutes north of Bradenton. The Marauders falling 12-10 last night in a game that saw the tying run get left stranded on the base paths in the ninth inning. What was a nearly miraculous comeback that fell just short, but the bats showed a lot of prowess late in that game that hopefully carries in here to today. Bradenton five games off of these Clearwater Threshers, 20-14 the record for your Baby Bucks, and 25-9 the mark for Clearwater atop the division. Bradenton will go with a similar look lineup tonight. A couple guys move around. Jesus Castillo, though, remains in the leadoff spot and plays at second base. Termar Johnson bats second and DHs. Javi Rivas in the three spot and at shortstop. Charlene Polanco cleans it up and plays in center field today. And Manuel Torero bats fifth, plays right. Tanner Treadaway bats sixth and left. Nick Cimillo makes his return back to the lineup. He plays at first base and bats in the seven spot for Bradenton this afternoon. Giovanni Planchart catches after homering last night for the first time this season. He bats eighth, and Davies Nadal in the nine spot in the lineup, the switch-hitting third baseman. The starter is a right-hander, Gabriel Cotto. He was sent down from high A earlier this week. In Jersey Shore, he posted a 9.39 ERA, 15 and a third pitched, striking out 10 and walking 12, 0-2 record in five starts for him at the Class A advanced level. So maybe some issues honing in on the strike zone for him. We'll see if that continues here as he's been sent down to single A. Leach catches at first base is Cole Moore, Eric Brito at second, Brian Rincon at short, Franklin Mignetti at third, Gabriel Rinconis Jr. in left, Cade Ferguson center, and Jordan Viers in right field defensively for the Threshers. Marauders will have Owen Kellington on the mound when they take their turn defensively in the bottom half of the first inning. Kellington with a 3.66 ERA, 19 and two-thirds pitch, 28 strikeouts, just eight walks surrendered. For the right-hander, drafted in 2021 out of Mount Pelier, Vermont, Owen won the record for Kellington in his handful of starts this season. Planchart will catch. Cimillo at first, Castillo at second, Rivas at short, Davies Nadal at third, Chardoy, Polanco, and Torero left to right in the outfield grass for the Marauders today. The Marauders now with another team chasing them in the division race. Fort Myers have been on a tear as of late, breathing down the neck of Bradenton in second place. Fort Myers, seven consecutive victories, sitting at a 20-14 record along with Bradenton. Both trying to chase down Clearwater. Marauders hoping to be on the better end of that bargain. Bradenton 5-5 in our last 10 games. A 10-9 road record, and talk about Clearwater's home record. You realize where all these wins have come for them. They are 16-3 at home this season. An unbelievable mark, aided by back-to-back home series against Tampa and St. Lucie, the two lowest-ranked teams in the Florida State League, with records of 8-26 for the Mets and 12-22 for the Yankees Farm Club. Education Day at the ballpark, a couple hundred local elementary schoolers and a couple hundred more wiser citizens in attendance here today. I don't know if there's a soul in the seats between the ages of 18 and 45 years old. Quite a opposite ends of the age spectrum crowd here today, as one might expect. Wind blowing stiffly out to right field today. Should see some more home runs as we were treated to last night. Players take to the field for Clearwater after a long delay before getting this thing started. We'll step aside as the national anthem is coming up next, and we'll rejoin you for first pitch and go over the lineups one more time when we come back. Threshers and your Marauders, just moments away. Stick around on the Marauders Radio Network. back here on the Marauder Radio Network. National Anthem concluding. Thrashers take to the diamond. And we're only a few minutes away from getting underway here. Marauders in their home gray uniforms, or rather road gray uniforms, my goodness. Black numbers, black letters outlined in yellow. Gray pants with black and yellow striping down the side. Clearwater with their Phillies-esque pinstripe pants. White pants, red stripes, and their red alternate home uniforms, same ones they wore last night. Cotto mentioned the starter for Clearwater. His first appearance in the single-A level this season after getting sent down from high A. More walks than strikeouts, more hits than strikeouts. A whip above 2 in his 15 and a third pitched at the Class A advanced level this season. Went through the lineup on the pregame rundown, but give it to you once more. Castillo batting in the leadoff spot. Tamar Johnson bats second. Rivas third. Polanco cleans it up. Terrero fifth. Treadaway sixth. Samillo, Planchart, and Nadal go 7, 8, and 9. Leach catches Moore at first. Brito at second. Rincon at short. Fraylin Mignetti at third. Rinconis Jr. in left. Cade Ferguson center. And Jordan Viers in right for Clearwater. Marauders will have Kellington on the mound in the bottom of the first. Batting lineup of Rincon, Rinconis Jr., Viers, Castillo, Fergus Moore, Ryan Leach, Fraylin Mignetti, and Eric Brito for the Thrashers. Throw down to second from Leach, and we're ready to get underway here this afternoon from BayCare Ballpark. Marauders could shoot themselves back within 4 games of first place with a win here today. Jesus Castillo into the batter's box. Castillo batting 252 this year, 12 RBI. Walked twice and singled in a 1-for-3 game last night. First pitch from Cotto to Castillo. Fastball in the outer half. Just misses for ball one, and we're underway at 12:05 local. 1-0. Castillo takes. Pitch misses below the knees. 2-0 now. Bright sunshine and a strong wind out to right field here today. 2-0 pitch. Misses up and in. Castillo leans out of the way. A ball in the count, 3-0 quickly to the Florida State League leader in walks, Jesus Castillo, with 30 base on balls this season. 3-0 pitch from Cotto. Fastball hummed down the middle. Castillo taking it all the way for strike one. Pitch. Castillo drives it down the left field line. That one hooking towards the corner. It's a fair ball. Oh, my goodness. Late call by the home plate umpire. Castillo was almost halfway to second by the time Bella Robb made the call. Gustavo Omana can't believe it. No idea what the discussion is. Now she's calling it a ground rule double? I have no idea what's going on here. Jesus Castillo's walking back to home plate. So a foul ball called. Ball looked nowhere near the foul line. Very confusing situation. Full count now to Castillo. At one point, Bella Robb held up 2 fingers, signaling a ground rule double. As Castillo hits one hard on the ground through the left side, a base hit. Jesus will reach regardless to lead off the ball game. Brings up Tamar Johnson. Tamar with one of his most consistent games of the year last night. 2 hits and a walk for him. Took some very patient professional at-bats. 255 average with 6 RBI for the Pittsburgh Pirates' top prospect. First pitch from Cotto to Johnson. Tamar bounces one to first. Short hop pick. Throw to second for one. Relay to first. Not going to be made. Castillo out on the 3-6. Tamar reaches on the fielder's choice. Brings up Javi Rivas. 233 average this year. 2 home runs. Leads the team with 21 runs batted in. Had a 2 RBI double last night in a 1-for-4 game. helped spark the near miraculous comeback in the ninth inning. Tamar with good speed on first pitch to Rivas from Cotto. Long pause. Even longer pause. Now the pitch. Rivas takes. Breaking ball up and in. Called a strike. It's 0-1. No balls and a strike with one away. Tamar on first. Pitch Rivas takes. Breaking ball misses outside. The count 1-1 now. Polanco in the cleanup spot waits on deck. Hopefully a pair of men on for him. Cotto set. Ball and a strike with one away. Hefty lead at first for Tamar Johnson. The pitch. Rivas takes. Breaking ball misses low. Kicks up some dust in the count 2-1 now. Check that, a fastball is at 86, so assumed a breaking ball delivery. Cotto set, eyeing down Tamar at first. Neutral count, two balls and a strike. Pickoff throw to first. No tag even bothered to be applied by the first baseman, Cole Moore. Tamar dives back safely without a tag applied. First disengagement of the at-bat allowed by Cotto. Pitch, Rivas way out in front, changeup. Good 2 feet outside, chased after, swung on and missed for strike two. Rivas calls time, adjusts the batting gloves. Marauders out, hit the Threshers in last night's ballgame, 11-10. But 5 runs of the 12 in the game for Clearwater. Reached base on walks, and that was a real Achilles heel yesterday evening. 2-2 to Rivas. Takes low, pitch nearly hits him. Slider that slid way too much out of the hand of Cotto. Rivas did well to get out of the way. Full count now with one away. Castillo led off the game with a single, was forced out at second. Tamar stands on first, reaching on a fielder's choice. Full count, one away. No score in the top of the first. Cotto set. The pitch to Javier Rivas. Fastball misses above the eye level. For ball four, and the Marauders with a pair of men on now and one away for Shaleen Polanco. He has been really coming around at the plate lately, mainly in last night's game. Shaleen had a homer, a double, and 2 singles, was 4-for-5 in the game. Was crucial in the fight that the Marauders showed late in the game. Leads the team with 5 home runs this year, all of them coming in the last 2.5 weeks. Has been swinging a good stick. Tamar at second. Javier Rivas at first. First pitch to Shaleen Polanco with 1 down in the inning. Breaking ball. Just catches a piece of the outer half for strike one. Shaleen watched that one all the way in. Got a good look at it. 0-1 with one away. Polanco, the base hit, could try to shoot that average above 200 for the first time in a long, long time. He swings and misses at a pitch that bounces 2 or 3 feet in front of home plate for strike two. 57-foot curveball, and Cotto ahead in the count for what feels like the first time today. 0-2 to Polanco. Seemed very eager to hit that last one. Left-hander's 0-2 offering to Shaleen Polanco. Swing and a miss, breaking ball. Polanco set down on 3 pitches for the second out. And Manuel Torero trying to salvage this run-scoring opportunity in the top of the first now. Batting average leader for Bradenton with a 309 mark this year. Second on the team with 20 RBI. Was 1-for-3 last night, a base hit, 2 strikeouts, and a walk in the game. Cotto trying to escape a little spot of bother in the first. Offering to Torero misses well below the strike zone for ball one. Fastball overthrown in the dirt. Blocked down by the catcher, Leach. Tamar Johnson at second, Javier Rivas at first. Both take unopposed and hearty leadoffs. Cotto comes set, just 3 seconds on the pitch clock. The 1-0. Castillo rolls over to first. Glove play made by Moore. He steps on the bag to end the inning. Marauders get three men on in the first, but none come around to score. No runs off one hit, no errors, and a pair left. We go to the home half. No score. BayCare Ballpark, and we come back on the Marauders Radio Network.
Boot, scoot, and boogie to the ballpark on Saturday, August 19th, as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Bring your Ariats and Stetsons and join us for a night celebrating the greatest music in our amazing agriculture industry in Southwest Florida. Get your tickets for Country and Agriculture Night now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join the Bradenton Marauders on Friday, June 9th as we celebrate Faith and Family Night at Leecom Park. The Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays at 6:30. Come be a part of an evening celebrating you and your loved ones at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Únete a nosotros para celebrar Copa de la Diversión at Leecom Park. The Bradenton Barbanegras are back this year as we celebrate Hispanic heritage. Join us to see the Barbanegras take the field on April 23rd, June 17th, and July 15th. Get your tickets today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here on the Marauders Radio Network, Ben Picorni with you for the bottom of the first at BayCare Ballpark. Marauders and Threshers 0-0 the score after half an inning. Owen Kellington on the mound for Bradenton, the right-hander from Montpelier, Vermont, the 3.66 ERA. And a handful of starts this year, 19 and two-thirds innings pitched, 28 strikeouts, 8 walks, 0-1, the record for the righty. Rincon Rinconis Jr., Vyers Castillo, Fergus Moore, Leach, Mignetti, and Brito, the starting nine in the order for Clearwater. Planchart catches Cimillo at first, Castillo at second, Rivas at short, Davies Nadal at the hot corner, Treadaway, Polanco, Torero left to right in the outfield grass for Bradenton. Kellington's first offering of the game. Brian Rincon takes on the outer half, well-located fastball for strike one. Surprised to see Rincon in the leadoff spot, just a 193 average this season. 0-1 pitch. Another fastball well located outside for strike two called. Got the slightest piece of the strike zone. Kellington nails the first two fastballs of the night. Here's the 0-2 now. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Fastball, fastball. How about a little curveball at 76 in at your kneecaps? One away. That sets the tone for the rest of this outing. It's going to be fun to watch Owen Kellington pitch today. Gabriel Rinconis Jr. up now, 278 hitter, 15 men batted in this year, 5 home runs. First pitch fastball, thrown on the inner half for a strike taken, it's 0-1. 4 pitches, 4 strikes here in the first for Kellington. 0-1 home, breaking ball misses low. Comfortable take for Rinconis Jr., it's ball 1. Straight to the rosin bag goes Kellington. Must have had trouble gripping that one. 1-1 with one away. Righty fires home. Breaking ball rolled over to first. Well hit, though. Little zip behind it, but it shoots foul for strike two. Rinconis Jr. last night for the Threshers. Had a double, a pair of strikeouts. Reached once on a walk and an error. 1-for-4-9. The 1-2 from Kellington. Popped foul back behind home plate, out of play. And we'll do the 1-2 again. A hello to all the Marauders front office members tuning into this one today, working back in Bradenton this afternoon. Join some Durs baseball. The 1-2 again from OK. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Breaking ball in the well. Rinconis had no chance to make a good connection on that one, and there's two down. Jordan Vyers, the cleanup, or three-spot man up, rather. 176 average, 2 home runs, 7 RBI for him. Righty-lefty matchup, first pitch from Kellington. Breaking ball, lower third of the zone, call the strike, and it's 0-1. Live there, Owen Kellington. Breaking balls, hitting at spots, fastballs working away well. 0-1. Breaking ball. This is just low. Taken by Vyers. A ball in the count, even at 1-1. About 17 different chants from the 17 different elementary schools in the ballpark breaking out right now. 1-1 fastball, low and in. Misses, but not by much in the count. 2-1 now. Vyers did not feature last night. The 2-1 from Kellington. Fastball at the knees, nails the lower third of the K-zone. Called a strike on the ABS, and it's 2-2 now. Kellington trying to make it a 3-punch-out inning in the first. The 2-2 with 2 away to Vyers. Breaking ball misses. Good pitcher's pitch below the zone, and the count full now. 3-pitch punch-out, 5-pitch punch-out. Now chance for a 6-pitch strikeout. To cap off a very efficient first inning, Kellington nods. The payoff in the home first from the righty. Driven high and deep to right. That one is out of here. Solo home run. And the Threshers lead 1-0. You thought Yankee Stadium was a hitter's park. I've never seen anything like this. It's weak, not weak contact, but it's nothing you would expect to leave the yard every time. First pitch to the next man up. Chad Castillo, he takes a fastball away for strike one. A 1 pitch from Kellington. Breaking ball driven high and deep to left. This one's got a chance. It'll stay in the yard, though. Treadaway circles and catches to end the inning. One run on one hit, no errors, and nobody left after an inning. Threshers 1, Marauders nothing to score when we come back. Back here for the top of the second at BayCare Ballpark. Ben Picorni with you on the Marauders Radio Network. 1-0 Threshers the score after an inning. Marauders got 3 men on base in the first, but could not convert. Tanner Treadaway trying to get us off to a hot start here in the second. Oklahoma Sooner batting .231 this year. In a handful of games with the Marauders. 2 RBI for him. First pitch. Fastball misses, shoulder high for ball one. Treadaway, Cimillo, and Planchart, the first 3 men due up this inning. 1-0 pitch from Cotto on its way. Treadaway takes fastball over the heart of the plate for strike one. Cotto gave up a walk, struck out one, and a base hit in the first. Treadaway gets under one to left. should be playable for Rincones Jr. He's at the foul line with a few feet to spare, makes the catch for the first out. Similar thing we saw from Treadway last night. Had some good at-bats, put good swings, but was getting under a lot of balls. Popped out to first in foul territory twice in the game. Nick Cimillo up now. He's taken some great at-bats as of late. 258 average, homer and 5 RBI. Takes low and in for ball one. Cimillo, whenever he takes a pitch, leans way out over the plate. Does a little shuffle in the box. 1-0 offering. Cimillo out in front of a fastball for strike one. 87, 88, even some 86-mile-per-hour fastballs from Cotto we've seen today. The 1-1 now. Cimillo takes. Pitch misses low, but not by much for ball two. Fastball cannot have been more than a few inches away from the bottom half of the zone. The 2-1 now to Cimillo. Takes an upstairs breaking ball. Called a strike, and it's 2-2. Balances out there. Count even at a pair apiece, the pitch from Cotto to Cimillo. Fastball bounced into the plate. Check that, a changeup. And it's 3-2. Reason I said fastball, it's only 1,900 the spin rate on the changeup. Just does not look like it's moving much. Full count pitch. Fastball way upstairs and 2 or 3 feet outside for ball four. Cimillo draws the free pass to give Bradenton a one-out base runner here in the top of the second inning. Planchy up now. 210 the average. He has been steadily climbing. Last night's game had 4 RBI, 2-run homer, a sac fly, and an RBI ground out. First pitch to him. Planchy, the check swing, catches the ball off the end of the bat, fouls it off for strike one. Conservative lead at first for Cimillo. He runs well. Cotto set, eyes down the runner. 0-1 pitch to Planchard. On its way. Ground ball hit hard to second. Should be two. Relay to first in time. Double play. That'll end the inning. Marauders set down in a roundabout 1-2-3 fashion. We go to the home second. 1-0 Clearwater the score when we come back on the Marauders Radio Network.
What's better than a man's best friend and the best hard seltzer in the world? Both at a baseball game. Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw, is back at Lecom Park this season. Fans 21 and up can enjoy special deals on White Claws with their four-legged friend alongside them on April 21st, May 26th, June 16th, July 21st, and August 18th. Fresh water and relief areas for your pets will be available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Lecom Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket with discounted tickets offered for family members. Head to BradentonMarauders.com to get your tickets today.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Back here for the bottom two on the Marauders Radio Network. No runs for the Marauders in the first two. Clearwater lead 1-0. Cade Fergus leading off the inning. First pitch to him. Breaking ball. Misses upstairs, 1-0. Fergus tied for the team lead with 5 homers. Leads the Threshers with 18 RBI. 1-0 pitch. Spiked fastball misses well below the zone. 2-0 now. Fergus had a double, fly out, a grand slam, and a walk last night. 2-0 pitch. Kellington locks in on the strike zone. Fastball in the outer half taken for a called strike. It's 2-1. Kellington going to the rosin bag almost every other pitch in the outing. 2-1 pitch to Fergus. Breaking ball driven to left. That one's going to touch down a line drive, a leadoff hit. Heading for second is Fergus. Relay to the bag and offline. Leadoff double. Seen the Threshers with some very aggressive base running, and more often than not last night, it went against them. Saw a couple guys trying to steal an extra bag on a ball in play. Get tagged out at least 3 times, once on a relay to the plate. Once when Jordan Disson tried to stretch a single into a double. And then again when Brian Rincon tried to advance to third, from first to third on a shallow line drive into left. 0-1 the count. First pitch fastball was a strike to Cole Moore. He's batting 219 this year. 0-1 pitch. Fastball misses way up and outside. Planchard springs out of the stance to grab it in the count 1-1. No update on the condition of Carter Binns after he exited the game injured last night. Dolphin Alaska was looked after by doctors after the game after he was hit in the face in the 8th inning. 1-1 from Kellington. Breaking ball misses upstairs. Maybe a ball width above the strike zone, and it's 2-1. Kellington looking for that first out here after Fergus smoked a leadoff double to left center field. Kellington's 2-1 offering. Swing, and a bat goes flying and almost hits Gustavo Omania in the Marauders' dugout. That's strike two. My gosh. 2-2 the count. We've seen that so many times. More often than you would expect to see bats go flying out of people's hands. Mike Rothenberg, catcher for Lakeland, did it 2 or 3 times the last series at home. 2-2 the count now to Moore. Hoping for a swing and a miss here. Again is Kellington. Right-hander set. 2-2 pitch on the way. Breaking ball bounces into the plate. A ball in the count, full. Pressure point here in the bottom of the second. Runner on second. Full count with nobody out. Fesher's already out to a 1-0 lead. Full count pitch from Kellington. Breaking ball misses inside. Ball 4. Men on first and second to start the inning now for Clearwater. Catcher Ryan Leach to the plate. He's 1-for-7 in 2 games played this year. Does have an RBI. Kellington just trying to set up the triple play there. Moore and Leach, 2 of the slowest base runners in the Thresher lineup at first and at the plate. If there was any time to turn a triple play, it would be right here with a right-handed hitter in the box. Just trying to manifested, I believe, is the term everyone says these days. 2 on, nobody out. Kellington in a bit of trouble here in the home second. First pitch to Leach. We'll have to wait. It's a pickoff throw to second. Diving back safely is the runner Fergus. Late tag applied by Castillo. Two on, first pitch from Kellington. Leach takes, fastball hum down the inner half for strike one. No balls and a strike. Kellington still chasing out number 1 in the inning. One strike offering. Fastball, slider rather, misses low. 1-1 the count. Good block by Planchart to stop that one from going to the backstop. One-one. Two men on. Kellington checks second. Fires. Popped foul. First base side out of play for a strike, and it's 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Kellington looking for out number one in the inning. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Breaking ball. Picks up that crucial first out. And the third punch out in seven men face for Kellington this afternoon. Brings up Fraylin Mignetti. Third baseman batting 269 this year. 9 RBI. Kellington a ground ball to the infield away from getting out of this jam. First pitch to Mignetti. Breaking ball, outer half. Called a strike, it's 0-1. He's looking for that rollover ground ball right there. Infield shifted heavily towards the third base side as far as the rules will permit. A one pitch. Check swing at a fastball. ABS has it as a strike, and it's 0-2 now. No balls, two strikes, one away. Back-to-back punch-outs. Maybe on the cards here for Kellington. He checks second and fires. Little blooper into center field. That cheapie's going to drop in. Single for Mignetti. Did not deserve it whatsoever. But it'll load the bases with one away. Got a ball off the end of the bat. Barely even caught a piece of it. Drops in about 3 feet in front of Shalin Polanco, charging onto it in center. Eric Brito to the plate. 293 hitter. Bases loaded with one out. Kellington looking for a strikeout or a ground ball here. Brito had a three-run homer last night in the second inning. First pitch to him here is flied out to right. Terrero charges in on it. Runner looks primed to tag. He will throw to the plate. Not in time. Fergus scores. Sack. F9, and it's 2-0 Clearwater.
The shortstop, Brian Rincon.
Top of the order we go, and Brian Rincon 0-for-1 with a strikeout. So a run comes in to score, and back-to-back innings to start the game now for the Threshers. Kellington trying to escape with only one run surrendered here. First pitch to Rincon. Breaking ball way low. Good block by Planchart to stop it. 1-0 the count. Moore the man on second. Mignetti the runner on first. Good fake pickoff move by Javi Rivas, the shortstop, as Kellington hums a breaking ball in there for strike one. Rivas sprinted towards the second base bag. There was no pickoff play on, and it forced the runner to retreat quickly to the base. He was standing on the bag when that pitch was fired. The 1-1. Fastball up and away. Misses, but not by much for ball two. 2-1 the count to Rincon. Fergus doubled to lead off the inning, came in on Brito sack fly the last at-bat. Kellington checks second, the 2-1. Driven to right, hooking and touching down in fair territory. At least one run will score. Runner being held up. It's an RBI double for Rincon, and it's 3-0 Threshers here in the second inning.
Fielder Gabriel Rincones, Jr.
That'll bring pitching coach Matt Ford out of the dugout for a mound visit. Three nothing Threshers. Forty chatting it up with the infielders as well as Kellington and Planchart. We're back here tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday for 6:30 first pitch games. Finish it off with another afternoon matchup on Sunday. Mound meeting concluded. Two men in scoring position with two away for Gabriel Rincones Jr. struck out in the first. Kellington trying to escape the jam. First pitch breaking ball. Misses by hair for ball one above the strike zone. Home run in the first. Sack flying a RBI double in this inning. Gives the Threshers the three-run lead. Kellington set 1-0 pitch to Rincones Jr. Breaking ball. Another one misses high, and it's 2-0. Kellington trying to find his footing here in the bottom of the second inning. The 2-0 from the righty. Misses low and in ball three. Another breaking ball, this time below the strike zone after missing with the first two upstairs. Pitch. Fastball called a strike on the outer half. Gets a piece in the count 3-1 now. Hitter-friendly count to Rincones Jr. Kellington trying to escape with only two runs surrendered in the inning. 3-1. Breaking ball misses low. Ball four. Bases reloaded here with two away now for the Threshers. A Thresher on every base with Jordan Viers in the batter's box. Had a solo home run in the first inning. Set the tone in this game. Base hit could really put Bradenton in a hole early, just like last night. Kellington trying to pitch out of it. First offering with the bases loaded. Viers cuts and misses. Change up low and away for strike one. Every pitch matters here. As we saw last night, this Marauders team never out of the game offensively. 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball misses up and away in the count even. But man, really important to try and get out of this inning with only two on the board in the frame. Puts the Marauders a walk, a base hit, and a homer away from tying it at any point. If Kellington can get out of it. Righty set the 1-1 with two down. Breaking ball looped into the outer half. Catches the zone for strike two called. Kellington a swing and a miss. A pop out, a ground out, whatever the heck it'll take to end this inning. At 45 pitches in the game already. Right-hander set as Viers calls time. Ball and two strikes with two away. Bases full of Threshers. Kellington comes together. Now the 1-2 to Viers. Swing and a miss, strike three. Kellington pitches out of the bases loaded spot to end the inning. Two runs coming to score. A sack fly and an RBI double. Gives Clearwater a 3-0 lead heading to the third inning. Here at Big Care Ballpark when we come back on the Marauders Radio Network.
Take me out to the ball game. Hey! Swing
swing, bada bada swing, bada bada swing. Swing, bada bada swing, bada bada swing, bada bada swing, yeah. Hey baby, do you come here often?
Strike two.
Hey baby, now watch your sign.
Strike three.
Hold on now, where you going? Jimmy's out, next in line.
Swing, bada bada swing, bada bada swing, bada bada swing. Swing, bada bada swing, bada bada swing, bada bada swing.
I went to Harvard. I majored in pre-med. Just stay for one semester. Tom's out. Who's next?
Back here for the third inning. Top half of it at BayCare Ballpark. Ben Picorni with you. Marauders down 3-0 after two innings. Tally in the first and two in the second for the Thrashers gives them the advantage. 9-1-2 in the order for Bradenton to start this frame. Davies Nadal in the batter's box. 173 average, 3 homers, 12 RBI this year. First pitch from Cotto. Fastball at the knees over the heart of the plate for strike one. Two walks and one hit surrendered by Cotto thus far. Struggled throwing strikes at the high A level. 0-1. Breaking ball in there for strike two. Nadal takes back-to-back. Good-looking offerings. And is down now 0-2 in the count. Cotto's 0-2 home. Nadal check swing at a breaking ball in the dirt. Strike three. And there's one away. Back to the top of the order we go. And Jesus Castillo smoked a ground ball single through the left side of the infield, leading off the game. Marauders left a pair on base in that frame. Steele with a double-digit on-base streak extended now today. Takes an inner half slider that misses. Ball one. One oh. Castillo takes again. This time a changeup. Catches the low and inside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. Only 1,500 the RPM. 1-1 pitch. Runs inside. Castillo jumps out of the way of a fastball. Nearly hit him for ball two. 86 sits the fastball. 86, 88, that range. Low 80s for the changeup slider. 2-1. Castillo fouls off a heater up into the sweet seats behind home plate for strike two. Cotto nods at the signs. The 2-2 to Castillo. Breaking ball. Must have slipped out of the hand there. Missed a good 3 feet above the strike zone. And the count now full. Castillo with a league-leading 30 walks this season. Full count pitch from Cotto. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Slider at the back foot. Well off the strike zone, but Castillo chases it, and there's two away. Brings up Tamar Johnson, 0-for-1 in the game, reached on a fielder's choice in the first inning. First pitch from Cotto with two down now. Tamar takes breaking ball that bounces into the plate for ball one. One-oh offering. High fastball at the letters. Good take by Tamar for ball two. Two oh. Driven to right. Does not have the legs though. Viers under it makes the play. And that'll end the inning. Marauders go down in order in back-to-back frames. We head to the bottom of the third. 3-0 Thrashers the score, and we come back on the Marauders Radio Network.
We
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Lecon Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket with discounted tickets offered for family members. Head to BraintonMarauders.com to get your tickets today.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, July 14th for Nine Devils Tribute Night at Lecon Park. The Marauders will wear Nine Devils-themed jerseys to honor the Negro League pioneers of baseball in Bradenton that were a part of the game's great history that paved the way for Black and African-American players in the game of baseball. Get your tickets to Nine Devils Night at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays. On April 20th, May 11th and 25th, June 8th, 15th, and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th, and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans, 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
Well, you know you make me wanna...
Back here for the bottom of the third at BayCare Ballpark. Ben Picorni with you on the Marauders Radio Network. 3-0 Threshers the score. 4-5-6 in the frame due up for Clearwater. Starting with Chad Castillo, who's 0-for-1 with a fly out to left. Kellington still looking for a scoreless inning. First pitch to Castillo. Check swing. Called a strike anyway on the spot. And it's strike one. Running the first, two in the second. Kellington's 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Good changeup. Threw it over the heart of the plate. Castillo just could not connect on it. No balls and two strikes. Kellington has struck out four in the first two innings. He's also given up four hits, walking two. Trying to make it five strikeouts and set down the first man in the home third. 0-2 home from the righty. Breaking ball slips out of the hand, misses above the eye level of Castillo for ball one. Just all about getting that first scoreless inning. Once the Marauders strung together two scoreless frames defensively, the runs started to flow for him. Kellington shoves a 1-2 fastball way up and outside, a ball in the count even now. The 2-2 pitch to Castillo from Kellington. Breaking ball misses low in the dirt, and the count full now. Three balls, two strikes. Kellington trying to avoid putting the leadoff man on for free. Full count home. Swing and a miss, strike three. Goes below the zone with the curveball. Good competitive offering chased by Castillo for the first out. Fifth strikeout. And the 13th man faced in the game. Cade Fergus up, let off last inning with a smoked double in the left center field gap. 1-for-1. First pitch to him from Kellington with one away in the third. Big cut and a miss. First pitch slider from Kellington. He'll get ahead. 0-1 the count. 0-1 now, coming home quickly. Fergus pops it up. Back behind home plate, it'll shoot out of play. Bouncing on top of the press box for strike two. Kellington ahead here, 0-2 to Fergus. Would be a huge man to be able to set down in the lineup. O-2 pitch to Fergus from Kellington. Swing and a miss, strike three. Inner half curveball tied him up, and there's two away. Brings up Cole Moore, first baseman. Walked in the second inning in a full count at bat. This would be a statement inning for Kellington if he can bounce back with three strikeouts after giving up three runs in the first two of the game. First pitch to Moore. Fastball well located, low and away for strike one. Nestles in the corner. Kellington working with a quicker pace in this inning. 0-1 pitch on its way. Breaking ball misses about a foot outside, backed up on Kellington for ball one. Even offering, 1-1 pitch. Fastball hummed in there at the knees. Nicks the bottom of the zone for strike two called. Kellington a wave and a miss away from a three strikeout inning here in the third. 1-2. Breaking ball. Eighth of a swing for Moore. Does not go around. It's ball two. Kellington's deuces wild delivery to Moore. Breaking ball misses upstairs. No more than a few inches away from catching that top of the zone. Full count, two outs. Bottom third, Kellington fires home two more. Popped up, first base side. It'll tail into foul territory behind home. Cimillo and Planchart both chase, and Planchy drops it in foul ground. That was a tough one to try and read. Lost it in the sky. And the at-bat will continue. Moore gets away with one there. Full count with two away. Pitch again from Kellington. Fouled off again by Moore. This time a bouncing ball to the first base side. And the count still full. Eighth pitch of the at-bat coming here to Cole Moore. Kellington set third full count pitch of this battle. On its way home from the righty. Called strike three. Breaking ball in the inner half. Ends the inning. Three punch outs. In the bottom of the third for Owen Kellington. He bounces back in a big way. We go to the fourth. Threshers three. Marauders nothing to score when we come back. Don't kick my heels up and down. Back here for the top of the fourth at BayCare Ballpark. Ben Picorni with you. Marauders trailing 3-0. Javier Rivas trying to lead this inning off. And swings and misses at a pitch way upstairs for strike one. Rivas walked in a full count at bat in the first inning. His only trip so far. 0-1 home. Rivas takes breaking ball, misses up and in. And the count even to the power hitting shortstop. Had a two RBI double in his last at-bat of the game yesterday. 1-1 pitch. Chases a breaking ball. Good 2 feet outside. Swing and a miss for strike two. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Ball in the dirt. Strike three. One away. Back-to-back pitches nowhere near the strike zone. Charlene Polanco up now, struck out in a three-pitch at-bat in his only trip in the first inning. Lefty-lefty matchup. First pitch to Polanco from Cotto. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, strike one. Marauders unable to pick up the changeup or the curveball from Cotto in this one so far. 0-1 pitch. Another curveball, another swing and a miss for strike two. O-2, one away. Pitch from Cotto. Polanco takes a fastball that bounces way outside, gets to the backstop for ball one. Marauders got a hit in the first at-bat of the game in the first inning from Jesus Castillo. Have not had one since. 1-2 pitch from Cotto to Charlene Polanco. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, strike three, two away. Torero up now, grounded out to first in the first inning, 0-1 today. First pitch to Torero with two down in the inning. Squares to bunt, pulls back at a slider low for ball one. Cotto shakes off a few signs, now nods and rocks home. 1-0 fastball driven out to right center field. Fergus and Viers both chase after it. Viers backpedaling to the warning track, makes the grab to end the inning. Marauders set down in order for the second straight frame. We go to the home fourth. Clearwater up 3-0 when we come back on the Marauders Radio Network.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays on April 20th, May 11th and 25th, June 8th, 15th and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans, 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Back here for the bottom of the fourth at BayCare Ballpark on the Marauders Radio Network. Ben Picorni with you. Threshers leading 3-0. Joshua Loshorn enters the game in relief of Kellington. His first pitch is a slider on the outer half, taken for strike one by Ryan Leach, who's 0-1 in the game with a strikeout. Loshorn with a 5.14 ERA this year, the 0-1. Swing, sword and a miss. Cutter on the outer half for strike two. Loshorn going right after Leach. Righty can easily give the Marauders three or four innings in relief here. His 0-2 pitch. Misses low and away. Good competitive slider. Tunneling it away with that cutter mix. 1-2 the count. Loshorn trying to get off on the front foot here in the fourth inning. Betch taken low. Changeup drops well below the zone for ball two. Kellington finishes with 3 innings pitched, 4 hits allowed, 3 earned runs, walking 2 and striking out 7. Loshorn's 2-2. Whew, misses inside, not by much though. And the count full. Planchart jumped out of the stance, was ready to hum that one around the horn, thought it was strike 3. Full count to Leach. Loshorn got ahead 0-2, trying to keep a hold of this one. The pitch driven down the right field side, slicing foul, though, and out of play, and we'll do the full count offering again. Pirates up at Detroit today, trying to salvage a 2-game interleague stretch. Pittsburgh, game and a half lead in the wild card race. AAA Indy plays a 1:30 game today against the Iowa Cubs. Full count again. Pitch misses, good foot outside for ball 4. Leach walks to start the fourth for the Threshers.
Third baseman, Braylon Minietti.
Braylon Minietti up. Singled in the second inning. Really got just a lucky blooper to drop in. First pitch to him. Takes outer half. Sinker catches the corner for strike 1. Good get-ahead heater from Loshorn. Ready, set, the 0-1 now with the man on first. Slider misses upstairs by about a ball width, and it's 1-1. Quinn Priester, former Marauder, 7 innings, 5 hits, 1 earned run last night. Struck out 9 for the Indians. 1-1. Ground ball to third. Davies Nadal can't make the play. That one's rolling into the corner. Moving up to third is Leach into second with a, what I assume will be scored a double. Now air instantly pops up on the scoreboard. So it's an air charge against Nadal. And now 2 men in scoring position with nobody out. Infield does not come in as Eric Brito takes a slider low and away for ball 1. They'll change it and actually give Minietti the double there. Next pitch misses away, 2-0. Some uncharacteristic outings from Marauders pitching in this series. Loshorn trying to get ahead here. 2-0 slider misses a good few feet outside. Ball 3, 3-0 to Brito. Top of the order man Brian Rincon waits on deck. Loshorn looks into Planchart, comes set after getting the sign. 3-0 pitch. Called ball 4. And the bases are loaded with nobody out. Brito stood in the batter's box. He thought it was strike 1, so did I. Instead, a thresher on every bag and nobody out in the bottom of the fourth inning. Matt Ford out to the mound for the Marauders. Marauders pitching has handed out 4 walks and 4 innings. Really just 3, technically. 5 hits already in the game for the Threshers. 4 of their 5 hits for extra bases. A homer, 3 doubles, and a single today. Rincon, RBI double and a strikeout today. 1-for-2. Gotta hope for something hard hit at the corners or right back to Loshorn on the mound to try and get it out at the plate. First pitch to Rincon. Sinker misses low and in for ball one. Low Shorn set, trying to pitch out of a bases loaded, no out jam. 1-0 changeup misses below the zone as well, and it's 2-0. Threshers have loaded the bases here. A double and a pair of walks in the inning. 2-0 pitch from Low Shorn. Fastball hummed down the middle, taken for a strike. It's 2-1. Just good to see one on the board. Low Shorn battling here. The New Jersey native comes set. The 2-1 pitch to Rincon. Fastball at the knees again. Called a strike, and it's 2-2. Strikeout would be the dream result here for Low Shorn, aside from a 5-4-3 triple play. The 2-2 from the righty. This is outside. Slider backs up on him. Rather a changeup. Just didn't move enough. And a count full now with the bases loaded and nobody out. Real pressure pitch here for Joshua Low Shorn. Long pause now comes set. 5 on the pitch clock. 3-2 home. Fouled off towards the press box. Just missed us by maybe 2 feet. Thought that was my chance for a booth catch. We'll do the full count offering again. Low Shorn set. 3-2 home. Called strike 3. Low Shorn dots a sinker low and in. And there's one away. Come on. That was huge from Joshua Low Shorn. Delayed call from home plate umpire Bella Robb. Brings up Gabriel Rinconis Jr., a strikeout and a walk today. Low Shorn, a ground ball to the middle infielders from getting out of this inning. First pitch. Taken. Yeesh. ABS somehow has that one as a ball. It's 1-0. Looked almost in the exact same spot as that strikeout pitch. The 1-0 from Low Shorn. Swing and a miss. Big cut, bigger miss from Rinconis Jr. at an outer half sinker for strike one to even things up. Ball, a strike, and one out. Bases loaded. Low Shorn fires. Snap throw to first is low. Man, what a pick by Nick Cimillo. That ball almost ended up in the right field corner and probably would have brought in at least two, maybe cleared the bases. Ball on the pitch in the count, 2-1 to Rinconis Jr. Low Shorn still trying to pitch out of this jam. Threshers up by 3. Base hit could make it 5, maybe 6. The 2-1 home. Inner half sinker called a strike, catches the corner. Evens up the count at 2-2. Low Shorn comes set. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Bases loaded. The pitch. Fouled off. Just catching a piece of a high sinker as Rinconis Jr. shoots it to the backstop to stay alive. Two balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Pitch number 6 of the battle between Joshua Low Shorn on the mound and Rinconis Jr. in the box. Low Shorn set. 3 on the pitch clock. Fires. Called strike 3. Sinker down the middle. Rinconis Jr. locked up, and there's 2 away. Back-to-back looking punch-outs for Joshua Low Shorn. And he is an out away from escaping a colossal jam here in the 4th inning. Jordan Viers to the plate, a strikeout and a solo home run today. Bases were loaded with nobody out. First pitch to Viers, a backed up changeup that misses outside, and it's 1-0. What a momentum swing, what a boost it would be to this team to 1. Get back-to-back scoreless innings, but 2 for Low Shorn to fire himself out of this jam. Righty's 1-0 pitch to Viers will have to wait. Loshorn came set and then quickly stepped off the backside of the rubber. Righty re-engages, looking in for the signs. Has him from playing sharp. Now comes set. Six on the clock. 1-0 pitch. Oh, balk called. Come on. Plate field umpire Tyler Green calls a balk. That brings in a run. And it's now 4-0 Threshers. We have seen that so much recently, not just from Bradenton, but from Clearwater last night balking in a run. The Tigers balked in a run on Sunday. Umpires seem so freaking excited to call balks in the last 2 weeks. Not saying it's the wrong call, it's just you never see it this often. In any way, shape, or form, it's got to be something that league-wide umpires are cracking down on. Because there's no way it's only happened the last 2 weeks. 1-0 pitch is a changeup over the heart of the plate, taken for strike one. One with two away. Run scores on a balk in the inning. Pitch. Fastball misses above the belt. It's 2-1 to Viers. Loshorn still with two in scoring position after the balk, trying to get out of it here. The 2-1 home. Misses way inside. Planchart has to flash to his right to pick it on the back end. Saves a run on a wild pitch. 3-1 the count now. Loshorn set the hitter-friendly 3-1 pitch to Viers. Fouled off the end of the bat, straight back for strike two. Bouncing to the backstop. Full count, two outs, two in scoring position. Loshorn set. Payoff on the way. Fouled off straight back. Off the protective netting for a spoil for Viers to earn himself another 3-2 pitch here. Full count, two outs. Runners on second and third for the Threshers. Loshorn comes together and fires. Fouled off the bat, flying towards the Marauder dugout again. Tape the bat to the Thresher's hands. Second time this game it's happened. Got pine tar for a reason. Gustavo Manez narrowly avoided getting struck with a piece of lumber twice today. Eighth pitch of the at-bat, the third full count offering to Viers as he steps back in after rubbing up the bat with some tar. Loshorn set. Pitch. Ball four. Bases are reloaded here. That brings Jonathan Johnson out of the Marauder dugout and to the mound. And that's it for Loshorn. So he lasts just an inning and two-thirds. Or no, just two-thirds of an inning, rather. Gives up one hit. One earned run, still responsible for the men on base. Walks three and strikes out two. Looks like it'll be Darvin Garcia out of the bullpen for Bradenton. Bases loaded. Two outs, and the Threshers up 4-0 in the bottom of the fourth. We'll step aside and rejoin you after the pitching change here on the Marauder Radio Network.
Have a little love on a little honeymoon. You got a little dish and you got a little spoon. A little little bitty house and a little bitty yard, a little bitty dog and a little bitty car. But it's all right to be a little bitty in a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. A little bitty baby in a little bitty gown, it'll grow up in a little bitty town. Big yellow bus and little bitty books, it all started with a little bitty look. But it's all right be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. Hey. You know you got a job and a little bitty check, a six-pack of beer and a television set. Little bitty world goes around and around, little bit of silence and a little bit of
back here on the Marauders Radio Network, Darvin Garcia to the mound. Right hander with a 1-1 strikeout to walk ratio, 4.76 the ERA for him this year. Bases loaded, two outs. Chad Castillo 0-2 in the game, stands in the left-handed batter's box. First pitch, Darvin fires a fastball that shot foul out of play left field side for strike one. Castillo late getting the barrel around to that one. Garcia in a huge pressure spot here. Oh, 1. Fouled off straight back to the backstop for strike two, Garcia. Swing and a miss away from getting out of the jam. There's the bases loaded with nobody out. I'd say giving up one run is a positive outcome in this inning. Expect more to come across with three men on and no one gone in the inning. Garcia set, no balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Garcia pitches out of one heck of a jam to end the inning. We go to the fifth. 4-0 Threshers the score when we come back on the Marauders Radio Network.
This town ain't big, this town ain't small. It's a little of both, they say. Our ball club may be minor league, but at least it's triple A. We sit below the Marlboro Man, above the right field wall. We do the wave all by ourselves. Hey, Ump, a blind man could have made that call. We like our beer flat as candy. We like our dogs with mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it. We don't worry about the pennant much. We just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing like the view from the cheap seats. Call it a win, go off to toast the boys again. That local band is back in town. They got a kind of minor league sound. They're not that bad, they're not that good, but all in all it's understood. We wanna dance, they wanna play. We wouldn't have it any other way.
Back here for the top of the fifth at Bancare Ballpark, Ben Picorni, your voice of the Durs on the Marauders Radio Network with you. 4-0 Threshers the score after four innings. Tanner Treadaway leading off, 0-1 in the game. Gabriel Cotto still on the mound. Pitch clock violation called now on Treadaway. Automatic strike and it's 0-1. How is he supposed to get in the batter's box when the home plate umpire doesn't tell him to? until there's 10 on the pitch clock and then hits him with a pitch clock violation for not stepping in. First actual pitch of the at-bat misses outside. It's 1-1. Even offering, hard hit ground ball towards short, scooped up on the backhand by Rincon. Throw to first is low. The stretch, though, and glove play made. There's one away. Marauders have not had a base runner now in the last 8 at-bats. Nick Cimillo was the last man to reach. He steps in now, walked in a full count at-bat in the second inning. Marauders had a hit the first at-bat of the game. Jesus Castillo singled to left field since then. No hits in the game. 4-0 Threshers the score. Cotto fires. Cimillo drives one deep to left. Playable, though, and the catch made with about a foot to spare before the wall by Rinconis Jr. 2 away. Cimillo just missed getting all of that one. Would have gone out and at Tampa. 318 and left, 214 and right. Ball hit 336 feet, probably needed 340 to have it leave the yard. Blanchard up now, grounded into a double play his last time up. Takes a breaking ball way up and outside here for ball one. The 1-0. Blanchard takes, breaking ball misses low, and it's 2-0 now. Two balls and no strikes, the pitch. Fastball hummed down the middle. Blanchard takes it for strike one. Two-one pitch. Blanchie chases a high fastball, fouls it off and out of play. Right field side for a strike, and it's 2-2 now. Cotto trying to fire his fourth straight 1-2-3 inning. 2-2, 2 away the pitch to Blanchard. Breaking ball misses low and the count full. Full count, 2 away. Cotto, hands set together. 3-2 pitch to Blanchard. Fastball misses outside. Tight take, but a good one by Blanchard, and he walks to get Bradenton their first base runner in 3 innings. Blanchard on first with Davies Nadal up now. Struck out on 3 straight pitches in the 3rd inning. Davies Nadal steps in. Cotto set, first pitch. Nadal takes, breaking ball above the letters in the count, 1-0. The 1-0 pitch to Nadal. Fastball catches the low and away corner for a strike, it's 1-1. One-one, breaking ball low and away, trying to tunnel the slider was Cotto. Missed with it, hair outside as well, and it's 2-1. Neutral count, 2 balls and a strike. Blanchard leads off first. Nadal squares to bunt, gets it down, fielded by the pitcher. His throw to first, not in time. Oh, no way! They call Nadal out. There's no way. That ends the inning. He looked like he beat it by a full step. Halfway through this game, though, that ends the inning. And the Threshers lead 4-0 when we come back.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, September 2nd to celebrate you, the best fans in baseball, Fan Appreciation Night will feature 9 innings of prizes and giveaways, and you can't have a great night at the ballpark without some post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets for this premium game today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, July 22nd as we celebrate Pride Night at Lecon Park. Your Marauders will take on Fort Myers at 6:30, and we invite all of you to take in a Marauders victory as we host Pride in the Plaza to celebrate the LGBTQ+ community. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Join the Bradenton Marauders on Friday, June 9th as we celebrate Faith and Family Night at Lecom Park. The Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays at 6:30. Come be a part of an evening celebrating you and your loved ones at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here on the Marauder Radio Network, bottom 5 at BayCare Ballpark. Threshers leading 4-0. Darvin Garcia out for another inning on the mound. In the batter's box is Cade Fergus, who has doubled and struck out today. Takes a fastball, hummed over the middle for strike one. Garcia's 0-1 pitch. Fouled off the handle of the bat straight towards the backstop by Fergus for strike two. Another hello to all the great Marauders front office members tuning in today back home in Bradenton. Sure, they just got back from lunch at Pirate City, plugging away the next few hours. 0-2 from Garcia. Swing and a miss, strike three. Darvin drops a changeup off the table. 3 pitches and a punch out. He's thrown 6 pitches in the game, both of them resulting in strikeouts. Seeing a different level of locked in from Darvin Garcia in his first 2 batters face. Long may it continue. Facing Cole Moore, who has struck out looking at a full count and walked in a full count today. First pitch, fastball in the inner half, strike one. Garcia comes set. 0-1 from the hard-throwing righty. Chopped towards the first base bag. Well, foul, though, for strike two. Time called by the batter Moore. He steps out. Marauders pitching has littered this game with strikeouts. Struck out 9 of the first 12 outs in the game. Garcia's 0-2 pitch. Misses outside in the immaculate inning. Dies there. That's the first ball Darvin Garcia's thrown in his outing thus far. 9 pitches in. Righty sent the 1-2 pitch to Cole Moore with one away in the inning. This is way outside and low with a cutter and the count even at 2-2 now. That's actually 10 strikeouts, pardon me, in the first 12 outs of the game for Bradenton. 7 for Kellington, 2 for Loshorn, and 1 for Garcia in the first 4. The 2-2 now. Popped up third base side. That'll tail foul and out of play, and we'll do the pair of piece pitch once more. Garcia trying to steady the ship for Bradenton on the mound. Righty comes set. The 2-2 home. Called strike 3. Sinker down the middle. Locks up Moore for out number 2. Garcia, 3 batters faced, 3 strikeouts so far today. Brings up Ryan Leach. He has struck out and walked today. Came in to score on a balk last inning. Right-handed action warming up in the Clearwater bullpen now. First pitch to Leach. Takes outer half. Change up for strike one. Garcia set the 0-1 home. Slider misses away. Count 1-1 now to Leach. 1-for-8 this season at the plate. This is his third game played in 2023 with the Thrashers. 1-1. Fastball up and away. Nails the high and outside corner for strike two called. 96 miles per hour from Darvin Garcia. Garcia trying to make it a 3-punch-out inning. The 1-2 pitch. Check swing at a low breaking ball. Batter does not go around, and it's ball two to even up the count. 3-pitch strikeout to end the fourth. 3-pitch strikeout to start the fifth. A looking K of Moore. Now in a 2-2 count with two away, Garcia. Trying to make it 4 Ks and 4 batters faced. The 2-2 from the righty. Ground ball smoked towards short. Good pick by Rivas. Stumbles to his feet. Throw to first in time to end the inning. A perfect inning and a third today thus far from Darvin Garcia. We go to the sixth. Clearwater lead 4-0. Marauders with 1-2-3 in the order when we come back.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, July 14th for Nine Devils Tribute Night at Lecom Park. The Marauders will wear Nine Devils-themed jerseys to honor the Negro League pioneers of baseball in Bradenton that were a part of the game's great history that paved the way for Black and African American players in the game of baseball. Get your tickets to Nine Devils Night at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Lecom Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket with discounted tickets offered for family members. Head to BradentonMarauders.com to get your tickets today.
Here for the top of the sixth at BayCare Ballpark. Ben Picorni with you on the Marauders Radio Network. New arm to the mound is right-hander Jaden Estanista. 1-0 record for him this year. Has made a start. This is his fifth outing. 3.18 ERA. Has struck out 12, walked 11. 4 earned runs and 8 hits surrendered. And 11 in a third innings. Jesus Castillo leading it off. 1-for-2 in the game. Squares to bunt, pitch bounces into the plate, 1-0. Castillo has the only hit of the game for Bradenton so far. It was a hard-hit ground ball single in the first inning to start off this afternoon. Cotto finishes with 5 pitch, gave up 1 hit, walked 3, and struck out 5. 1-0 pitch misses inside to Castillo. Fastball high and tight for ball 2. Tamar Johnson on deck, Rivas in the hole in the inning. This is the part of the order to mount to rally with. 2-0. Castillo takes. Fastball catches the inner half of the plate, about thigh high for strike one. Estanista, the Wilmastad Curacao native, comes set the 2-1. Castillo takes. Eye-level fastball, and it's 3-1. Florida State league leader in walks, could pick up his 31st of the season to possibly start a rally here for the Marauders in the sixth. The 3-1. Misses inside, ball four. Castillo walks. Second time he's reached in the game. Brings Tramar Johnson to the plate with a chance to really kick off this rally in a big way. He's due for a big hit. Tramar 0-for-2 in the game, a flyout and reached on a fielder's choice. Batting 245 this season, 6 RBI, no home runs. First pitch to him. Takes pitch way outside, but ABS gives it a strike and it's 0-1. Catcher moved a whole foot to his left to grab that one. Estadista set. 0-1 pitch to Tramar. Breaking ball misses shoulder high. In the count, 1-1 now. Base runners, base runners, base runners. Marauders have not gotten more than one man on in an inning since the first. The 1-1 pitch. Castillo takes off for second. Fastball misses away. Throw down in time. There's no way that was in time. Castillo was safe by a foot, and Jonathan Johnson sprinting out of the dugout to argue it. Castillo was easily safe. JJ pleading his case with Tyler Green. JJ still talking with Tyler Green. There's just no way. Another big call goes against the Marauders. There's one away. Castillo has attempted 9 stolen bases now this season, has been caught 4 times. Two and one the count to Tramar. Pitch. Takes a big cut and a big miss at a middle-middle fastball for strike two. Tramar calls time and steps out. Clearwater up 4-0 in the top of the sixth. Marauders without a hit. And now almost 20 at-bats. The 2-2. High fastball misses. Count full. JJ with a very tame argument with Tyler Green. Does not want to get run out of this game. Estanista set. Full count. 1 out. Bases empty. The pitch to Tramar. Breaking ball in the dirt. Ball 4. Back-to-back walks, but with Castillo called out, trying to steal second. Think about what could have been if he was called safely there. Tramar at first with Javier Rivas stepping in. A walk and a strikeout for the power-hitting shortstop this afternoon. Pitch, fastball at the knees for strike one taken. Estanista set. Rivas hits one high and deep to left field. Circling under it is Rincones Jr. He's having some trouble with it, but makes the grab. And there's two away now. Rivas got under that one a little too much. Missed a home run by about 5 or 6 feet. Charlene Polanco up now. Has struck out twice on 7 pitches in the game. 3 pitch punchy in the first and 4 in the fourth. First pitch to Polanco from Estanista. Charlene cutting a miss at a cutter for strike one. Tramar with a conservative lead at first. Estanista sets the 0-1 pitch to Polanco. Breaking ball misses high. Charlene takes it in the count 1-1 now. Tramar jumps out to a lead at first, held on by Moore. Estanista set the 1-1 pitch. Polanco drives it out to center field. charging in on it is Fergus. He makes the grab on the run, inning over. Marauders walk twice in the inning, but no man reaches second base. And we head to the bottom of the sixth. Bradenton still trailing 4-0, hitless since the first. Darvin Garcia back to the mound for the Marauders when we return on the Marauders Radio Network.
So I bounced in here trying to bounce back. Ooh, I know I probably ought to throw a couple prayers up to the man upstairs. Ooh, instead of watching this bottle that was filled up just disappear. Sitting here wishing on a neon star up there hanging from behind the bar. Hoping there's a U-turn in your car. Don't know why I do, cause it never comes through. Hey, baby, what's it gonna take for my head to unhurt? Riding on the lightning in this car, sitting here wishing on a neon star. Girl, it happens every damn time.
Bottom of the sixth on the Marauders Radio Network. 4-0 Threshers the score. Fritlin Mignetti leading off. Darvin Garcia has set down all four men he's faced in the outing. Trying to keep hanging zeros. First pitch bounces into the plate for ball one. Mignetti a double and a single in a 2-for-2 game so far. Marauders not getting many bounces to go their way this afternoon. Next pitch misses not by much and it's 2-0. Sinker up and in. Garcia set the 2-0 pitch to Mignetti. Fastball hummed in there. 96 on the gun, taken for a strike. It's 2-1 now. Neutral offering. Chop towards second. Castillo waits on the hop, fields and throws strongly to first in time. One away. Brings up the 9 spot of Eric Brito. Sack fly and a walk for him today. First pitch to Brito from Garcia. Hard hit, ball towards short. Comfortable field from Rivas. Strong throw to first in time, 2 away. Back-to-back groundouts to start the bottom of the sixth for Darvin Garcia on the mound. Top of the order now in Brian Rincon. A looking strikeout, a swinging strikeout, and an RBI double for him today, 1-for-3. Garcia set, first pitch to Rincon. Chopped to first, foul though by a good 10 or 12 feet. For strike one. Oh and one, 2 away, bases empty. 4-run Threshers lead here in the sixth. Garcia fires home. Fastball misses low and in by about a ball width. And the count even at 1-1 now. Even offering. Popped up. Third base side in foul territory. Nadal chases after it, but runs out of room. That ball one row into foul to earn to out of play. Without the netting, it's probably a play Nadal can reach over the railing and make the catch. Ball and two strikes with 2 away. Garcia trying to make it 2 1/3 perfect pitched in the game. Cold strike 3. Sinker low and in. ends the inning. Strikeout number 4 for Garcia. 2 1/3 perfect for the Dominican right-hander. We go to the 7th, 3 innings to go. Marauders need 4 runs to tie this thing up. Just one hit in the game for Bradenton thus far. Fortunes are going to turn soon, I know it. We'll be back on the Marauders Radio Network.
Join the Marauders at Lecon Park on Friday, June 16th, as we honor our brave police officers, firefighters, and EMS personnel on First Responders Night at the ballpark. Marauders players wear alternate patriotic-themed jerseys as they take on Fort Myers at 6:30. First responders will gain free entry to the ballpark, and family members are entitled to a discounted ticket. Book your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hi guys, it's Mark with South Bay Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 813-565-1000. That's 813-565-1000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call South Bay Medical Clinic now to qualify. 813-565-1000.
What's better than a man's best friend and the best hard seltzer in the world? Both at a baseball game. Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw, is back at Lecon Park this season. Fans.
Back here on the Marauders Radio Network, top of the 7th at BayCare Ballpark. Marauders down 4-0. And Manuel Torero leading off the inning. 0-2 in the game. Takes low for ball one. Jaden Estanista walked two, but got out of the inning in the 6th. The 1-0 pitch to Torero. Takes upstairs, letter high fastball misses. It's 2-0. Marauders hitless since the first. Torero would be more than capable of changing that here. 2-0 pitch. Fouled off into the glove of the catcher. Leach for a strike. Helmet of Torero falls off with the swing in the count. 2-1. Estanista taking some time to collect himself. Righty comes together, the 2-1. Torero, very late swing at a hung slider for strike two. Just uncontrolled wave at it. 2-2 the count. Estanista sent the pitch to Torero. Fouls off a high slider off the end of the bat to stay alive. We'll do the 2-2 again. Two-two count to Torero, leading off the 7th. Marauders hitless since the 1st. The pitch. Torero takes fastball above the head. Say a good 4 feet out of the strike zone and the count full now. 7th pitch of the at-bat to Torero upcoming. Be a good speedy guy to get on to lead off the inning here. Estanista's full count pitch. Fouled off. Torero fights a high fastball to the backstop to earn himself another look. 8th pitch of the at-bat here coming. Torero has fought 2 2-strike pitches foul to stay alive. Estanista set. Full count again. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. 1 away. Fastball over the heart of the plate. Torero very late at it. Brings up Tanner Treadaway, who's 0-2. Ground out and a fly out this afternoon. Look First pitch, Treadway takes. Cutter at the knees for strike one. .22 at-bats without a hit for Bradenton. 0-1. Treadway takes, breaking ball upstairs, misses. Count even at one now. Estanista set. One's across the board. 1-1, one away. The pitch. Treadway pops it foul. Out of play, back behind home plate for strike two. Treadway calling time, grips some pine tar and steps back in. The 1-2 pitch to Treadway with one away in the top of the seventh. Estanista fires home. Breaking ball misses low and in. Evens up the count at 2-2. The 2-2. Treadway leans out of the way of a way up and in slider. Back up done. Backed up on Estanista and the count full now. The 4-3 ball count and six batters face for Estanista on the mound. 3-2 home. Popped up. Foul territory playable on the third base side. Benietti under it, and there's two away. Brings up Nick Cimillo, 0-for-1 the game, a walk and a flyout. Estanista taking his time. Now comes set. Seven on the pitch clock. Pitch. Cimillo takes low and away for ball one. Marauders with just one man reaching second base in the entirety of the game so far. 1-0. Cimillo takes low. ABS has it as a strike, and it's 1-1, located at the low and in corner. Wind still blowing strong out to right field. 1-1 pitch to Cimillo. Shoots one foul, right field side out of play for a strike, and it's 1-2. Estanista set, trying to make it another scoreless inning. Cimillo takes low, a ball, and the count 2-2 now. Very good pitcher's changeup. That just danced a couple inches below the bottom line of the strike zone. .22. Cimillo hits one high and deep to left, no doubt about it. Let it ride, touch them all. An absolute monster blast for Nick Cimillo. The Marauders get a hit for the first time in six innings and get their first run of the game. Deficit cut to 3. 4-1 Threshers the score. Cimillo hits it 107 off the bat. 407 feet. It flies deep out of here to left. Marauders with some life here in the seventh. My God, was that ball moose to left. That's easily the biggest home run I've seen this season by a Marauders player. In the running with Howard Custodio's bomb, week one on the road in Clearwater. Planchard up now, takes below the zone a fastball for ball one. Just like that, Marauders are a walk, a base hit, and a homer away from tying it. 1-0. Planchard takes low again, not by much, it's 2-0. Planchard reaches here to give the home run bat of Davies Nadal a chance to put us within a run. 2-0. Planchard lines one up the middle. Great glove pick made by the second baseman Brito. Throw to first in time to end the inning. Marauders get one back, though. Nick Cimillo with a solo home run to bring this game within 3. 4-1 Threshers the score at stretch time at Bank Air Ballpark. We'll be back for the home seventh shortly on the Marauders Radio Network.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old.
Back here on the Marauder Radio Network. Bottom of the seventh at BayCare Ballpark. 4-1 Threshers the score. Marauders go with Julian Bosnick on the mound trying to toss a couple of scoreless innings to give this team a good comeback bid. Bosnick with a 1.93 ERA this year, facing Rinconis Jr., who's 0-for-2 in the game. First pitch, lefty-lefty matchup. Fastball popped foul out of play, third base side for strike one. Big Boz this season has been so reliable out of the bullpen for the Marauders. 14 innings pitched, 3-for-3 in save opportunities. Misses low with a breaking delivery to even up the count at 1-1. Bosnick, 14 innings pitched, 21 strikeouts, 12 walks. Opponents batting 0-51 against him. The 1-1 pitch. Popped, shallow left. That one's got a chance to drop in. Davies Nadal makes an amazing catch. He got turned around by a little blooper in the Bermuda Triangle in left field. Fell down to his backside and made the grab for the first out. What a play by Davies Nadal. Wow. A good-looking first out. Brings up Jordan Viers. 1-for-2 in the game, a solo home run in the first, a strikeout in the second, and a 8-pitch walk in the fourth inning. First pitch to him from Bosnick. Fastball burned down the middle, taken for strike one. Cimillo, first baseman, hugging the line at first. 0-1. Fastball misses low to even up the count. One-one, breaking ball looped in there, rather outside, 68 on the gun from Bosnick. 90-mile-an-hour fastball, 68-mile-an-hour bender. 2-1 pitch, chopped towards second. High hop fielded by Castillo, throws in first, at two first in plenty of time. There's two away. It's nine straight set down by Marauder pitching. Chad Castillo up now, 0-for-3, two strikeouts and a flyout today. He is the only Thresher not to reach base safely this afternoon. First pitch to him from Bosnick. Breaking ball, weakly fouled off the end of the bat. First base side for strike one. pauses. First base coach. Carl Jones tosses that one into the seats for a lucky fan. Next pitch, breaking ball, bounced in front of the plate for a ball. It's 1-1 now. Marauders will have 9-1-2 in the eighth inning. Bosnick's 1-1 pitch. Castillo takes fastball. Called the ball, and it's 2-1. Good spot. Could not have missed by more than a centimeter. 2-1 from the lefty. Breaking ball. Fouled off the end of the bat, rolling towards the backstop for strike two. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Deuces wild. Bosnick fires to Castillo. Breaking ball. Bounces in front of home plate. A ball, and it's full now. Pirates up 3-0 in the fourth inning. Up in Detroit right now would be a good bounce-back win for the Buccos. They can hang on to that one. Full count, two outs. The payoff in the seventh from Bosnick. Misses outside, ball four. Fastball. Shoved outside. And the first base runner. In nine men, Castillo reaches for the first time in the game. Cade Fergus up now, a double and a pair of strikeouts. 1-for-3 today. Home run in the first, a solo shot. Two runs in the second and another in the fourth. The tallies for Clearwater today. Pickoff throw to first from Bosnick. Castillo dives back safely without a tag applied. Bosnick's first offering to Fergus now. Fastball cut on and missed, rather a changeup. Just didn't move much. Got the job done for strike one. Bosnick comes together. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Another changeup. Well out in front of it again was Fergus, and he's down in the count. 0-2 now. No balls. Two strikes, two outs. Threshers with a runner on first in the bottom of the seventh inning. 4-1 lead for Clearwater. Bosnick trying to make it the third straight scoreless inning by Marauders pitching. The 0-2 home. Misses inside. Kicks away from Planchart. That's going to see Castillo easily move up to second on the wild pitch. Now, man in scoring position with two away. Bosnick reset on the mound. 1-2 the count with two down in the inning. Wind still blowing strong out to right field. 1-2 pitch from Bosnick. Swing and a miss, strike three. Goes back to the changeup and punches out Fergus to end the inning. Threshers leave a man on here in the home seventh. We go to the eighth. Marauders trailing 4-1. Six outs to work with, needing a three spot when we come back on the Marauders Radio Network.
Boot, scoot, and boogie to the ballpark on Saturday, August 19th, as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Bring your Ariats and Stetsons and join us for a night celebrating the greatest music in our amazing agriculture industry in Southwest Florida. Get your tickets for Country and Agriculture Night now at BradentonMarauders.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Right now.
Back here for the top of the eighth, Davies Nadal leading it off. Marauders trailing 4-1. Bradenton scored 4 in the eighth, 3 in the ninth yesterday. Hoping for some sort of replication of that here today. Nadal 0-for-2 in the game, a strikeout and a ground out. First pitch. Takes outside for ball one. Estanista's 1-0. Nadal takes letter high fastball 2-0. Conservative first few takes from Nadal here. More patient approach, it seems, in the start of this at-bat. Estanista has walked two thus far, the 2-0. Nadal takes outside 3-0. He'd be a speedy guy to get on here with the top of the order waiting behind him. Three balls, no strikes. Pitch on the way. High for ball four. Nadal watches a couple miss. A four-pitch, 90-foot free pass, and the Marauders have something to build off of here in the top of the eighth. Jesus Castillo up, a single, a strikeout, and a walk for him today. Jesus will bat from the left side. Switch hitter facing the right-handed Estanista. Left-hander up in the bullpen right now for Clearwater as Castillo takes a hung breaking ball for strike one. If Castillo can reach, the tying run would come to the plate here. The 0-1 pitch will have to wait a pickoff throw to first. Wild. Good grab by Moore. He stopped that one from rolling down the right field side. Nadal was back safely without too much to worry about regardless. Estanista's 0-1 pitch to Castillo. Breaking ball misses outside. It's 1-1. Big secondary lead for Nadal. Maybe trying to time up the delivery of Estanista. Davies does have 7 stolen bases this year. Second on the team. 1-1 count to Castillo. The pitch, Nadal takes off. Fastball misses high. Throw down is not in time. Stolen base for Nadal. Moves the count to 2-1 and puts a runner in scoring position with nobody out for the Marauders. Aside from back-to-back home runs, this is the best start you could have asked for in this inning from Nadal and Castillo. Man in scoring position. Nobody out. 2-1 the count to Jesus Castillo. He steps back in. Third baseman Mignetti playing a few feet off the grass at the corner. Estanista set, neutral count, the 2-1 pitch to Castillo. Jesus takes, shoulder-high fastball, and it's 3-1. Jesus gets on here via the free pass and see Termar Johnson come to the plate representing the tying run. 3-1 count, nobody out. Marauders chasing 3 runs in the 8th inning here. Estanista fires home. Ball 4. Back-to-back walks, and the tying run comes to the plate in the eighth for Bradenton. The first time since the first inning, the Marauders have had 2 men on base at the same time. Termar Johnson, who has walked, flied out, and reached on a fielder's choice, will get a chance to bat here. Mound meeting now with pitching coach Matt Hockenberry for the Threshers. Bella Robb, the home plate umpire, going to go break up the chat on the mound. Termar due for a big hit. Brandon Rembert, baseball operations man for the Marauders, called it that Termar would hit a homer here today. If he does so here, it would tie this thing up. And I would ask Brandon for his lottery numbers. Tamar steps in now. Lengthy mound meeting concluded. Nadal at second. Castillo the man on first. Two of the fastest players on the team stand on the bases right now for Bradenton. With the Pirates' number one overall prospect, Tamar Johnson in the batter's box. First pitch to him. Both runners take off. Throw down to third is high. In there safely is Nadal. The double steal works to perfection for the Marauders. Now two in scoring position for Johnson. And Nadal a little bit shaken up after what was an awkward slide into the bag. Second stolen base of the inning for Davies Nadal. Castillo at second now, Nadal at third. 1-0 the count to Tamar. A base hit would make it a one-run game. Estanista comes set. Checks the 1-0. Tamar lines one down the right field side. A fair ball into the corner. Both runners will score easily. Johnson heading for second. He wants a triple. Cutoff throw. Relay to third. Called out, there's no way. Gustavo Omania screaming at the umpire, Tyler Green. There's no way Omania's been thrown out. He was safe by 5 feet, folks. And Gustavo Omania, who is the nicest smiling guy in the world, screaming at field umpire Tyler Green. Tamar Johnson trying to hold both Johnston and Omania back. There's no way Tamar was out there. He beat the throw by 3 seconds. Omania thrown out of the game. If anyone listening knows who Gustavo is, he never yells so much as argues during a game. This isn't just me being upset that we didn't get the call. If Omania is arguing, if Gustavo Omania, one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet, one of the quietest guys on the diamond, is screaming in the face of an umpire, it has to be an absolutely gosh darn awful call. Tamar doubles, picks up two RBI, and is tagged out at third. That'll end the day for Jaden Estaniga. So a call to the pen for Clearwater. New lefty to the mound. Marauders down by one with one away in the top of the eighth. Base is empty when we come back after the pitching change.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County auction, where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine. I'll be your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Well, the auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, cause I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice.
Back here on the Marauders Radio Network, Wesley Moore, the left-hander, to the mound here for Clearwater. A impressive 0.56 ERA this season, facing Javier Rivas. So Jonathan Johnson will coach third after Omania was ejected after a brutal call. I was just talking about it with Brandon, who's been joining me in the booth for these games. Omania never talks during a game, never yells. So if he's screaming in the face of an umpire, I would bet $1 million it is the worst call that he's ever seen. Rivas swings through a breaking ball for strike one. More this season has struck out 28, walked 7 in 16 innings on the mound. His 0-1 pitch. Check swing at a breaking ball. Call the strike regardless on the location, and it's 0-2. Moore's 0-2 pitch to Javier Rivas. Swing and a miss, strike three. Fastball down the middle beats him, and there's two away. That call changes the game so much. The Marauders could have bunted in Tamar Johnson to tie it. Instead now need to get a man on or see if somebody can find a long ball here to tie this one up. Charlene Polanco up. If someone could find a home run, it's him. 0-3 in the game, two strikeouts and a flyout, but leads the team with five homers this season. Takes a changeup over the heart of the plate for strike one. One pitch to Polanco. Hits one down the right field side. If that one hangs on, it's going to drop in, and it touches down. A fair ball. Polanco's going to head for second. He's there with a one-out double. The tying run in scoring position now for Bradenton. Is Tyler Green going to call him out now?
Right fielder, Emmanuel Terrero.
Terrero to the plate. 0-3 in the game. He's due for a knock here. Batting average leader for the Marauders with a 301 mark this season. Base hit would tie the game at four. Moore set, first pitch to Terrero with one away in the tying run on second. Terrero takes fastball over the heart of the plate for strike one. Tanner Treadaway on deck. Base hit to tie it. Moore sets the 0-1 pitch. Terrero leans out of the way of an up and in changeup in the count even at 1-1. Two down, 1-1 count. Base hit away from a tie ball game. Marauders have battled back in this one. One in the seventh, two in this eighth inning. Moore sets the 1-1 pitch to Emmanuel Terrero. Changeup misses the strike zone on the game day app, but is called a strike on ABS, and it's 1-2. Delayed call from the home plate umpire had me thinking that was ball two. 1-2 count with two away to Terrero. Moore trying to pitch out of some trouble here. Polanco at second. The pitch. Spiked in the dirt. A ball in the count even at 2-2. Good grab by the catcher Leach to prevent Polanco from moving up to third. Terrero regrips some pine tar and steps in. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Runner on second. Deuces wild. Moore with a long pause. The lefty now set. The pitch to Emmanuel Terrero. With Polanco dancing around at second, now fired. Breaking ball fouled off the handle of the bat towards the backstop. Terrero barely gets a piece of it to stay alive. Long pause, Moore now sets, 7 on the pitch clock. The 2-2 again to Terrero. Misses low with a fastball and the count full. Biggest offensive pitch of the game here for the Marauders. Full count, two outs, tying run in scoring position in the top of the eighth inning. Terrero in the batter's box. Moore sets. Polanco at second, the payoff. Ball four in the dirt. Terrero reaches to extend the inning. That'll bring Tanner Treadaway to the plate with a chance to tie it now.
Treadaway.
A pop out to third, a ground out to short, and a fly out to left, 0-3 today. Righty-lefty matchup favors the Marauders batsman and Oklahoma Sooner product Tanner Treadaway. Infield backs off, outfield playing relatively shallow here. First pitch to Treadaway. Breaking ball hung down the middle, taken for strike one. That looked like a beauty to try and unleash on. Terrero at first, Polanco at second. Something in the gap could easily give Bradenton the lead. Terrero leads the team with 8 stolen bases this year. 0-1 to Treadaway. Lines one to right. That one tailing towards the wall. Vyers back. He makes the grab to end the inning. Marauders score 2 to cut the deficit to 1. A blown call sees Omania thrown out of the game. The Marauders trying to keep it within 1 when we come back for the bottom of the 8th. 4-3 Threshers the score on the Marauders Radio Network. Back here for the bottom of the 8th at BayCare Ballpark. Ben Picorni with you on the Marauders Radio Network. Clearwater 4, Bradenton 3 the score. Termar Johnson's 2 RBI hit last inning made this thing a heck of a lot more interesting. Julian Bosnick back out on the mound, facing Cole Moore to start the 8th. First pitch, fastball, a check swing, appeal. And Tyler Green says no, it's ball 1. One and out. Fastball down the middle for a strike to even things up. Moore has gone down looking twice in the game and has walked once. Bosnick with the 1-1. Fastball gets a big cut and a miss for Moore up in the zone for strike 2. Marauders will have Cimillo, Planchart, and Nadal to lead off the 9th, needing a run to keep this one alive. Bosnick set as Moore steps back in. Lefty shakes off a couple signs. With the rock step and the 1-2 pitch now. Breaking ball misses upstairs in the count 2-2. Next pitch, shot foul, out of play. Left field side, and we'll do the 2-2 again. Bosnick set the 2-2 again. Two more. Driven to left center field. Polanco and Treadaway both go after it. Treadaway calls it and makes the one-handed grab for the first out. Ryan Leach, the catcher, up 0-for-2. A walk, a strikeout. And a ground out for him today. First pitch. Big swing and a miss at a fastball in the inner half for strike 1. Bosnick popping. High 80s, low 90s in the outing so far. With the fastball delivery, then loves to break off a curveball around 68, 67. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Changeup at 81. Right at the bottom of the zone for strike 2. Bosnick looking for a three-pitch punch out. The 0-2 pitch to Ryan Leach on its way. Called strike three. Can I help you? Just looking. Two away. Bosnick freezes him for the second out. Fifteen strikeouts for Marauders pitchers today. Fraylin Mignetti takes a changeup over the middle of the plate for strike one of his at-bat. He's 2-for-3, a single, a double, and a ground out today. Bosnick's 0-1. Fastball overthrown, misses low. Count even at 1-1 now. Five hits for Clearwater, 4 for Bradenton. Next pitch just misses up and out. Two balls and a strike now to Mignetti. Digging back in. 2-1, two away, bases empty. Pitch. Hard hit ground ball toward short. Backhand play made by Rivas. Strong throw to first in time. They got Mignetti by a few steps to end the inning. Bosnick works a 1-2-3 inning. We go to the ninth. Marauders trailing by a run. Three outs to work with. Trying to make some late inning magic again here in game two of the series when we come back on the Marauders Radio Network. Back here for the top of the ninth at BayCare Ballpark. Ben Picorni with you on the Marauders Radio Network. Clearwater 4, Bradenton 3, the score. Nick Cimillo leading off facing Wesley Moore. Cimillo 1-for-2 today. A walk, a flyout, and a one-run homer. First pitch to him. Cimillo way late with a swing at a fastball middle-middle for strike one. Marauders need a run to force a bottom of the ninth. And hopefully extras if we can tie it. Be even better to take the lead. The 0-1 to Cimillo. Takes bouncing ball in front of the plate, and it's 1-1. Marauders got two runs in the eighth. Termar Johnson had two RBI double. That should have been a triple. He was tagged out at third. Rather, called out at third. Saw Gustavo Mania ejected from the game. Was screaming at the umpire, Tyler Green, right up in his grill. Had to be pulled away by Termar Johnson. Casey Harms and Jonathan Johnson. Cimillo lines one out to left center field. That one touches down. A leadoff single. And the tying run is on in the ninth. Nick Cimillo, have a day. A home run and a base hit in the seventh and ninth innings for Nick Cimillo. And we'll see Big Mojica come in to pinch it here. How great would a Mojica home run be? Ryber Romero going to pinch run it first for Cimillo here. to give the Marauders some speed with the tying run on. Mojica doubled and struck out four times last night. He could give Bradenton the lead with one sweet swing of the bat. Tying run at first, nobody out in the ninth. Mojica, this season, does have three home runs, 15 runs batted in. Would love to see him get into a high fastball and absolutely destroy it. More set, first pitch to Mojica with the tying run on and nobody out. Breaking ball misses low, Mojica lays off of it, ball one. Marauders could steal this win here today. Man, what a victory it would be. Still got to get one at least in this inning to tie it and guarantee some more baseball. Moore's 1-0 pitch to Mojica. Fastball misses up and away. Looked like a pitch out there. Maybe expecting Romero to take off. He does not in the count 2-0. Seen Ryber Romero come into a lot of pinch-running situations this season. Moore set the 2-0 to Mojica. Breaking ball. Just gets a piece of the outer half of the zone for strike one. Good take from Mojica. Not much he can do with that other than roll it over off the end of the bat. Moore set. Two balls and a strike. Nobody out. The pitch from the left-hander. Mojica takes fastball way upstairs and outside, but called a strike, and it's 2-2. Count even to Mojica. Davis Nadal on deck. More sets. Checks first. 2-2 pitch. Fouled off Mojica. Shoots it into the right field corner out of play and will do the 2-2 again. Two-two the count with nobody out. Ryber Romero running at first. He's the tying run. The 2-2 again. Breaking ball misses outside and the count full. Now the question is, if Mojica gets on, do you pinch run for him as well? And at that point, got to think who the Marauders have down the order that they could throw out there to run. Full count, nobody out, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Mojica chases a fastball way upstairs. Would have been ball four. Instead, it's out number one. Brings up Davis Nadal. Has walked, struck out, and grounded out today. Scored on the two RBI. Double for Termar Johnson in the eighth inning. Romero the tying run at first with one away. Pitch from Moore to Davis Nadal. On its way. Nadal squares to bunt, gets one down, pushes it towards the mound. Fielded by the pitcher, flipped to first. Nadal's out by 10 feet. And there's two away. Not the best bunt attempt we've seen from Nadal. Now the Marauders down to their final chance. Jesus Castillo into the batter's box. Base hit would tie it. Castillo has walked twice, singled, and struck out today. More set, first pitch to Castillo. Breaking ball misses outside, 1-0. Marauders with a chance to tie it down to their final out. 1-0 the count to Castillo. More sets, check second. The pitch. Fastball misses up and away, 2-0. Hitter-friendly count to Castillo. Just got to touch one down in the outfield to tie this game. Moore's 2-0 pitch after a check of the runner. Castillo takes. Good-looking changeup to hit. Called strike one in the count, 2-1 now. Wind still blowing stiffly out to right. Castillo with 12 RBI this year, trying to make it 13 to tie the game, 2-1. Lines one into left center field. That one's down. Romero's going to be sent to the plate. Throw home is not in time. Romero safe, tie game. A clutch RBI single in the ninth. And this game level at four apiece. Castillo advances to second on the throw home. And we're playing some more baseball here today in Clearwater. Now Tamar Johnson with a chance to give us the lead. Tamar had a two RBI double last inning. Pitching coach Matt Hockenberry going to head out to the mound now for Clearwater. My word, folks, what a game of baseball here today. Marauders with one in the seventh, two in the eighth, and one here in the ninth, down to their final two strikes. Castillo now 2-for-3 today, two singles, two walks. Hockenberry out there talking with Moore. Tamar Johnson a chance to give us the lead. Marauders with nobody up in the bullpen have to assume it'd be Bosnick out there again in the bottom half of this ninth inning. Mound meeting concluded. Tamar steps in. Castillo at second. 4-4 the score here. Moore comes set. Tamar. 1-for-3 today. First pitch to him. Takes fastball over the heart of the plate for strike one. Cimillo led off the inning with a single. Romero pinch ran for him. Shows how big that bunt for Davies Nadal was. It didn't result in a hit like he wanted, but it put the tying run in scoring position. 0-1. Tamar pops it foul back behind home plate. Just misses an elevated changeup. Strike two. Castillo at second. No balls, two strikes, two outs in the top of the ninth. Tied up at four here. Tamar a chance to stamp his name on this game in big, bold letters. The 0-2 pitch from Moore to Tamar Johnson. High fastball misses at the shoulders in the count 1-2 now. Moore looks in for the signs from the catcher. Leach, long pause. Still waiting for the signals. Now comes set, 5 on the pitch clock. Time called by the catcher. Moore was running out of time there. Now comes set, ball and two strikes with two away. The pitch to Tamar Johnson. Fouls it off to stay alive. Ball got a piece of the umpire, Bella Robb, in the arm. She seems to be okay, though, walking it off. Good, thankfully. Catcher gives her a fist bump. Jesus Castillo at second. What a day he's had. Could he come around to score on a base hit from Tamar here to give the Marauders their first lead of the series? More sets. The 1-2 again with two away to Tamar. Swings and misses at a pitch in the dirt. Strike three, inning over. Marauders, though, getting game-tying RBI single from Jesus Castillo. 4-4 the score. We go to the bottom of the ninth at BayCare Ballpark when we return on the Marauders Radio Network.
Lazy yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing in a lightning, bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stump road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. Ooh, ooh. You and me go fishing.
back here for the bottom of the ninth at BayCare Ballpark. 4-4 the score. Junior Tebow on the mound, tasked with keeping this game tied up. First pitch to Eric Britos, a fastball at the belt, first strike one. Marauders bringing Omar Alfonso to catch. Mojica plays it first. Romero out of the game now. 0-1. Fastball misses away, count even at 1-1. Brito with a sack fly, a walk, and a ground out today. Tebow a 2.70 ERA this season. Righty trying to send it to extras. 1-1. Driven deep to right center field. Racing back on it is Polanco. He makes the grab on the warning track. And there is one away. Ball was drilled off the bat of Brito. Shelly Polanco got a great read on it. Top of the order we go in Brian Rincon. 1-for-4. Two looking strikeouts, one swinging, and an RBI double today. Tebow set two outs away from forcing a 10th. First pitch fastball misses inside, but not by much to Rincon for ball one. Tebow sent the 1-0 pitch from the righty. Fastball misses outside, 2-0. Barely missing the corners. Heard a let's go Tebow from Mike Walsh in the Marauders dugout. 2-0. Driven high and deep to right field. That one's back. That one is out of here. Game over. Walk-off home run ends it, and the Threshers take it 5-4. What a fight from the Marauders again today, but once more, they fall late in the game. Marauders drop back-to-back games to start the series. Really tough way to go out after the bats rallied in the later innings. Tebow gets the loss today. Drops his record to 1-2 on the season. Winning pitcher is Moore, who gets a blown save and a win today. His record now 3-0 on the season. No save opportunity in the ballgame with the walk-off hit. Marauders finish with 4 runs on 6 hits, 1 error defensively. That's not an error. He dropped the ball in foul territory. If you drop a foul ball, it's not an error. So I'm going to give him 0 because that's – can't get an error on a play that's a foul ball. It's just not a thing. Marauders end up leaving 7 on base. They go 2-for-6 with runners in scoring position. 5 runs on just 6 hits for Clearwater. They hit 2 home runs in the game. The last one, the decider. No errors for the home team. 7 left, 2-for-8 with runners in scoring position. First time the Marauders have been walked off this season. And it kills what was an amazing comeback effort today for Bradenton. 5-4 the final. Another late rally falls short as the Threshers walk it off in the matinee here on Wednesday. 6:30 first pitch tomorrow. Marauders will go with Alessandro Urcolani on the mound, trying to hopefully pull off the reverse sweep and win the next four. Marauders now a full six games back off the Threshers in the division race with the loss today. Quick wrap-up today, not much to be said. It was a late comeback effort from the Marauders. Clutch hits in the 7th, 8th, and 9th innings from Cimillo, Johnson, and Castillo tied it, but it fell short a no-doubt walk-off homer. Caps off the game today. 6:30 tomorrow. Marauders trying to find their first win of the series. Their record falls to 1-4 on the season against the Threshers. Ercolani on the mound. Ben Picorni, your voice, the Marauders back here on the microphone. Another tough result. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast in spite of the outcome. Ben Picorni, your voice of the Durs, saying good afternoon and have a pleasant evening here from Clearwater. 5-4 the final. We'll see you tomorrow on the Marauders Radio Network.